Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Cuska is our guest, our good friend. Dozen years he's been hanging out with us, founder of, president of The Fusion Factor, thefusionfactor.com. Is that right, Bob?
That's right, Jim.
All right, and the books, tell us, name off the books. I've got a partial list here, but I want to know all of them.
Okay, we got Building Competency for a Profitable Workforce. How do you get your people at the top of their game? We've got The Door Swings Both Ways, which is about communicating to your employees and how do you send your message internally. And we've got The Higher Ground, which is for new college grads on how to figure out what you want to do in life and then go get it.
Folks, there you go. As I said before many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my folks. Hey, Bob, you've got this great idea that I want you to continue to talk to us about going to the market for employees. Don't think about, you know, hiring somebody. Don't think about, you know, putting out a request for a resume. You're talking about going into the marketplace and marketing for employees like you do customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Make your product attractive, Jim. So let's talk about that. Why does an employee want to join you? Why join? And now later we're going to talk about why stay. Now, people join you, of course, because you've got a competitive package, it's salary, it's benefit. But that's not the only reason.
That's a commodity. That's a commodity, isn't it?
That's right. Everybody's given benefits, right?
Yeah.
You know, is there something about your benefits that's more attractive? Probably not.
If you're a small business, probably not as attractive. You got to come up with something else.
Yeah. So what are you selling? Are you selling, hey, we're family run. We have a great environment. We have flexibility in how we treat our people. We have a schedule that will allow you to run your life and do your job. All those things are potential things that you can market when you're going to the marketplace.
The thing that I say when people want to come here, work here, I tell them we seek excellence, not perfection, and we have fun doing it.
Yeah. Now, once you know that you got a good brand, how do you get the people? And here's where people are falling down on the job. They say, well, I ran an ad on, you know, you name whatever job board you want to name, LinkedIn, Indeed, whatever. And I didn't get, you know, that many good candidates. Well, you know what? That's just one type of media. You should be using multimedia. Where are your customers? What are they reading? How do they get their information? Today's young people, a lot of them get their information. You know, they don't read the news. They're not reading the newspaper. They're looking at their Twitter feed.
Yeah.
I first found out about the cathedral in Paris burning when I saw it posted on my Twitter feed before any news outlet had it.
Well, let me tell you something. So let me tell you something we've learned about marketing in the 21st century. Your customers are 70% more likely to believe what somebody else tells them about a product than they are to believe your marketing message. And what you're saying is, prospective employees are probably 70% more likely to be attracted to a company that somebody else said something about.
That's right. And you need to be aware of that. You need to go on social media and see how you look to the outside world. You know, ranging from looking at, you know, websites like Glassdoor or Vault and see what employees say, to looking at, you know, is there news in the media about you? If there is, you need to make sure it's positive and figure out a way to enhance it.
Yeah. This is one of the things that scares a lot of small businesses that aren't that web savvy. Is what do they do if they get something that doesn't look right? You know, they got a disgruntled employee or some kind of a bad review or something. They don't. It really freaks them out, and it's not good if that happens.
No, but you know what? I think also, you know, your customers are savvy. They look at some of those things and they say, well, that's a one-off. You know, it's when you see 10 postings and 100 postings that you start to worry.
Mm-hmm. So how do,
now you
how
have
do
to
we
look at?
Go ahead. Okay. How do we do this? How do we make that? Give us a 1, 2, 3 example of how to do this, the sourcing.
Okay. So you built your brand. You know you got a competitive package. You're using multiple sourcing, social media, newspapers, you know, postings on billboards, whatever it might be. Think outside of the box. Now, where do you go get them, okay? And there's multiple sources. If you want, you know, rookies, you know, new, unskilled people, do you go to the vocational schools? Do you go to the high schools? Do you go to the colleges? If you want more experienced people, where are they working right now? And then how do you get to them? And you got to think about, okay, they're busy people, they're working. How do I get the message to them that I might have a better opportunity for them?
How big isn't it going to be a big deal to get them to tell them that you're going to train them, you're going to invest in their future?
One of the most important things for young people nowadays is training. It's right up at the top of the list next to work-life balance. You know, they're less interested in the money. Not, the money's a satisfier, but they're more interested in, what are you going to do for me, Mr. Employer?
Right.
So, in fact, one of the other facts I'll give your audience, Jim, is one of the most important tools for retaining people is a good orientation program.
And that's
you get
what,
them in. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish.
You get them in. You make it clear to them what the expectations are. You introduce them to everything that they need to know from the software to their fellow employees.
Right.
And then they feel like they're part of the team.
Mm-hmm. Plugging them in right. Getting them started off on the right foot. That's every job. Laying the foundation for any job the right way is important, and certainly is with the new employees. We come back. Now that you got them working for you, how do you keep them? Bob's the best at that, and we're going to talk about retention. Using marketing to retain your employees after the break. Tintail, right back with Bob Cuska.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.